Administrative error leads to full-scale invasion of Tyrak. 12th of October 2007, this is Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Washington, D.C. An unfortunate administrative error was reported to be behind the recent invasion of Tyrak, U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates revealed today. The military action follows on from the president's comments that Tyrak was responsible for the recent killing of notable political leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner Nelson Mandela. The British-based necktie retailer are said to be both shocked and awed at the ferocity of the sudden attack after their Oxford Street store was, quote, bombed back to the Stone Age, unquote. The precision bombing, coordinated to take place at the same time as similar attacks at the organization's countless stores and airports worldwide, also devastated a mile-wide area of central London, described by Washington as, quote, unfortunate collateral damage, unquote. Fashion police. Washington fears that the offensive could destabilize the entire fashion accessories industry, with the commander-in-chief calling on security measures to, quote, ensure those Tyrakis don't get into our airports again, unquote. Earlier this year, Mr. Bush has reportedly linked the Tyraki leaders with other terrorist organizations, including the Echo Warrior Group, the Body Shop, formerly controlled by the late Anita Mad Dog Roddick. The group have long been thought to be behind a number of atrocities, such as the promotion of peppermint foot lotion and other chemical and biological compounds. The president, who favors a traditional bolo tie popular to his native Texas, repeated claims that Tyrak are developing a hidden weapon of their own, the Cravat of Mass Destruction. Reports linking the attack to Halliburton's ties with Dick Cheney outlets have been strenuously denied. This has been Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.